From the KBIE newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Currently, Missouri has no way of keeping track of processed sexual assault collection kits. A proposed bill hopes to fix that. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more.
During a hearing Monday afternoon, members of the public spoke in favor of a bill that would create an online system that uploads and stores information on sexual assault kits. Right now, a survivor of rape would possibly not have the ability to know where that kit is. Senator Jeannie Riddle, the bill's sponsor, cited Attorney General Josh Hawley's proposed statewide audit to determine just how many assault kits are untested in the state of Missouri.
Missouri is in the minority of states that has never done an audit of untested sexual assault evidence kits. Many states require audits. Missouri does not.
She stated that this system could be used to assist Hawley's investigation. Daniel Hartman, a supporter of the bill and the legislative director of the Attorney General's office, stated that the test rape survivors take is traumatic and invasive, and they should know where that kit is. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
The Missouri House has passed a bill to change how public sector union members pay dues. House members voted 91-55 to send the bill to the Senate yesterday. The legislation would require public employees to annually reauthorize paying their dues through paycheck withholdings. It would also require those unions to make financial records available to workers. Supporters say it would make it easier for union members to withdraw if they no longer want to pay dues, and opponents argue it's an unnecessary regulation aimed at weakening unions. A recently dropped criminal case has led the way for legislation in Missouri that would expand its definition of manslaughter. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg has more.
The bill would expand the definition of involuntary manslaughter to include instances where bullying incites an individual to commit suicide. Senator Jamila Nasheed, the bill's sponsor, spoke during a hearing Monday afternoon of a recent case where teenager Kenny Suttner committed suicide after alleged harassment from his boss. Attorney April Wilson, the special prosecutor in the Suttner case, spoke in support of the bill and hopes that its language conveys to teenagers that this issue is serious.
The generation that is going to be our leaders in the future look at this as a joke, as a punchline. And so I think that those acts are going to become more overt the longer we go without efforts to prevent.
The wording of the bill was called into question by multiple senators on the committee, with many wanting a clear definition of what specific actions would cause a conviction. Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
The Missouri Board of Education has now missed 2 of 11 meetings scheduled for this year because it still doesn't have enough members for a quorum. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the board has lacked a quorum since early January, when Governor Eric Greitens withdrew and resubmitted his 5 appointees in an effort to buy more time for their Senate confirmations. Lawmakers upset with Greitens' move have threatened to hold up the appointments. The canceled meetings have delayed a remake of the state's public school evaluation system, and the standoff could also hold up a decision on what kind of board should govern St. Louis public schools. The delays add to the search for a new state education commissioner, a vacancy that led the board to its current standstill. Erin Schrader, KBIA News, Columbia.